B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about SGDQ, PAX, TGS, and more. They're all going online because not everybody's vaccinated. Also, we're going to be talking about the Bad Batch, a new Star Wars property, and Subverse. That's right, porn games continue to thrive on Steam. And we close the show out with Tier List Tuesday. We're going to be talking about a little bit of anime today, where we're going to rank some of the top anime across the world. This is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, everybody. What's cracking? Tuesday, as usual. Back to my left, we got Chad Callahan. What's up, Chad?
It feels weird being back over to the left. I was over to the right, yeah. And then now I don't even know what to do with myself.
Chad, you're the only person I know who wears dread bags but doesn't have dreads.
I just like big floppy hats.
Yeah, it's strange. It's me off.
I guess. I never thought of the correlation between the two, but yeah. That makes sense.
Would you ever get dreads?
No. My hair would get far too greasy far too fast just because of like how... Just the style of
it. I appreciate that. You would look like you don't shower.
I think, yeah, that's the problem. I feel like I would just look gross if I did.
I appreciate that.
I think anyone of a pale complexion has that particular
issue. I've seen two white dudes ever who pulled off dreads.
I've seen one. I know one. I worked with one white guy named Carlo who had dreads, and they were long dreads. And you know what? Credit to him, he rocked that look.
He rocked it. They didn't smell funny.
No, he didn't. He never smelled funny.
Yeah. No, it's what's up. Very few people can pull it off.
Yeah.
Very few people. Callie Scales is in the building as well. What's up, Callie?
Still recovering from weirdness last night, so, you know, doing good. We'll talk about that.
We're gonna talk about some weirdness.
A lot of quiet people in my household today. No one looking at each other in the eye. It's weird.
Awkward.
Yeah. You know, we'll get into it, but now I'm more intrigued about this particular event. I hope it wasn't like no eyes wide shut type shit at your house last night where everybody was just in weird Victorian masks.
Yeah, no, nothing quite like that.
Oh, okay.
That's usually my household.
I was about to say, that sounds more like Chad's alley.
I feel like you have to like masquerade to even get into Chad's house. He won't even let you
in. It's true. It's you know how they have the retinal scans? It's a mask scan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I got you. But anyway, here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right, well, let's not belabor it any. Subverse came out, which is a...
Yes, the world's most crowdfunded pornography game.
Yes.
Okay, you explain this to me because I get this confused with an actual like submarine game.
All right.
No, yeah, this is not like Subnautica.
Subnautica.
Very different than Subnautica.
Subverse is literally space shooter and tactical shooter mashed together, brought to you by the people who do all of the Rule 34 type porn videos.
So Destiny porn.
Yeah. World of Warcraft porn.
Yeah.
They were famous for a lot of those.
You remember when like Overwatch porn was like running the game for a minute for a lot of people?
I guess
like,
so.
Like it was.
Well, the only reason I will say I know this is because if you type in Overwatch when I do my, you know, when I do stuff for a website, Overwatch and then porn is always the first one to pop up.
Yes, because for a good 3 years, Overwatch porn was probably one of the most searched video game terms on Earth.
Huh. Yeah,
so
it was.
The people who did all of that stuff have been given money by a litany of pervs in order to create this game, Subverse.
Create
their
Mass Effect-esque.
I was going to ask if it was like Mass Effect.
It is.
I would say yes.
Of which Callie has purchased.
I did. I wanted to get it from the moment I saw the trailer. They earned my $30 on the trailer by itself.
Okay, at least it's not full price.
No,
okay.
It's a $30 game. And it's still in early access, so they're still, of course, adding more stuff to it. Uh-huh. But so I picked up and installed it last night. It was pretty late when I got to start playing, but I started off in the tutorial sequence, and like any porn game, it's very parody heavy. It's very self-aware, very self-referential.
Right.
Enjoyed it, and it's just your standard space shooter fare. It's nothing particularly special. You get back onto the main ship. Out of your little stunt fighter and back onto your main ship, and your computerized AI companion or your ED equivalent for Mass Effect fans, you know, she's helping you relax.
She out here.
So I was playing at the dining room table on my laptop.
You shouldn't
Mistake
have did
number
that.
One.
Yeah. Because Sarah was playing some game she downloaded for PlayStation, some 13 Sentinels or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Animu game that she was playing.
Uh-huh.
And Rob was also there.
Please tell me you had headphones in.
No, absolutely not. Rob's sitting there. He's playing Bravely Default 2. And we're all just going, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, okay, it's probably going to be like Hoonie Pop, where you do like a puzzle of some kind, and if you successfully complete the puzzle,
you just get like a splash.
You get like a splash still image sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that is not what happens. No, she's on her knees and she's going to town on you. It is a full on video simulation happening, and I'm just like, I literally, they're sitting over on the couch, and you just see me go. not a living room game, as it turns out.
Why would you think it was?
I really, we're all pretty open in our household. Like, we're like, we'll talk about that sort of thing. It doesn't really bother us any. So I thought it would be no big deal. And then I got to it, and I'm like, actually, no.
It's like, this
no,
is graphic.
This is one of those
things where you found out just how open you were, didn't you?
Yeah, not as open as I thought I was. as it turns out. So I had to stop there for the moment. But you know what? Very well done visually.
Gameplay
is fun enough.
Give credit where credit is due.
I will play more. And after, I'm sure, 30 to 40 minutes, be able to give a stellar review of the game.
All right. Okay. So here's the question I got to ask you.
Yeah.
All right. Two questions.
All right.
Number one is, will this mean more games like this are coming in the future?
Yeah. I mean,
is it good enough for people to go that there's a formula here?
Whether or not the game was good enough, the crowdfunding success of it alone ensured that was going to be the case. That said, yeah, like, listen, the game is exactly what it promised it was going to be. It's porn.
Unlike Cyberpunk.
There it is. See? You know what?
You heard it here first.
Subverse, a better consumer experience than Cyberpunk.
With a similar amount of genitalia.
You know what?
There you go.
All right. A bunch of events have announced that they're going to be officially going online. It seemed to me like as soon as one of them did, a whole bunch of them did. The first one I saw was that SGDQ, Summer Games Done Quick, is going to be held online this July. But it's not the only one. PAX East has once again been pushed to an online event. They're going to do PAX Online again. I believe that's going to happen in June.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tokyo Game Show has also, they're not wasting any time. They're an August event, but they're just saying, nah, we're going online this year. There's no point. So that brings us to a anime convention that's making news for all the wrong reasons out in Sacramento right now. They are called Sac Anime.
Sac Anime.
Sac Anime.
Yeah, SAC Anime.
So Sacramento Anime.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know,
which I know, coming off talking about Subverse.
Yes, I know where you were. I know where you all were in the gutter.
Yeah.
Sacramento, California Anime.
So,
all right.
This was going to be happening at the Grounds in Placer County, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, the Grounds is being used as a COVID-19 mass vaccination site.
Aha.
They are going to be closing down services for a few days to let this anime convention run.
Stop it.
This is the dumbest.
Okay. California, by the way, one of the most hard hit states in the country when it comes to COVID. So you're going to shut down a vaccine site for anime. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard on the face of the planet, and I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. If you go to this particular event, I hope I don't see you in the streets. Let me put it that way. Because, I mean, this is dumb, right? We already have, and I'm not sure about you guys' experience, but the only reason I even got the first dose of the vaccine is because the one site, literally, a reporter was just like, they got extra, show up now.
Yeah.
That was the only reason I got it.
Right.
For everybody else, you got to go through this lengthy reservation process.
Oh, yeah, I signed myself up the other day.
Yeah, you know? And there's no guarantee that you get the call back in any, you know, reasonable amount of time.
Most places are just telling me I'm too old still.
Yeah,
too young.
And so for a lot of people out there, the more testing facilities and testing doses that we have out in the wild, the more people that could get vaccinated.
Yep.
And yes, this may not be the end of the world for Sacramento. They may be able to move that site somewhere else and all that good stuff. But why? Why?
I just mean it's just not a good look. Like, there's no good PR spin to that.
You know what it should be? You know what it should be? It should be if you show up to the anime convention,
you get a shot. Yes. Oh, see, now if they had plans to let that out.
I don't know. That then would cause more issues because of the people who need it.
I'll splurge for the platinum pass this year if I get my platinum COVID pass. Vaccine with
platinum
it.
Platinum pass comes.
Yeah,
with
you get a shot. Listen, yeah.
That's only the first one, though.
All right. Well,
no, once you get the first one, you get the appointment for number two.
That's right. Halfway done.
Right. So the thing for me is...
Everyone's going to have stiff arms on day two of the convention.
It would have been better to have that press than to have the press of, nope, we're shutting it down.
I think that's ridiculous. Would have been terrible, but...
I mean, really, the right answer was postponing the event. That was the
right
answer.
Yeah, the right thing to do should have been anime ain't that important.
Yeah.
Now, that said, it is the main topic of our show today, but we'll talk about it later. The Bad Batch have gotten their first trailer coming to Disney Plus on May the 4th. For those of you who don't know what the Bad Batch are, that is a reference to the most recent season of Clone Wars, Star Wars The Clone Wars, where we meet some of the clones who are...
the baddest of the batch.
Yeah, exactly. They're a little... They would call them defective. They're not quite what the clones are supposed to be, but they're badasses. They're totally awesome. They function fine. They became very popular. I'll put it that way. They were the opening story arc of the final season of the Clone Wars, and they were so popular that they announced they got their own TV show, and we got the first trailer, and I gotta tell you, I think I'm in.
Really?
It looks really good.
Well, I mean, here's how... I kind of feel about it because obviously this is an animated thing and I think this is really cool and I think that's the best way for them to do this.
Yep.
But like, I don't know, man. I watched a little bit of the trailer. It don't really speak to me that much.
I feel like it's definitely more for people who watch The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Because if you watch The Clone Wars, you got to know this cast of people. Even if you don't know The Bad Batch, even if you haven't watched the most recent season, just having been around, like, because the clones are such a major part of that show, despite the fact that they're all voiced by the exact same person.
I was about to say, are they all voiced by the same guy?
Oh, still? Yeah. Dee Bradley Baker voices all of the clones.
Oh, all of them?
They're clones, Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that
he voices sense. All of them, and they all sound a little bit different because you have to be able to differentiate them. So he has, like, 80 different versions of the same voice that he does.
I guess I never thought of it because I'm not super into the Star Wars verse, but I guess I never thought that the clones were all from the same person.
Yeah. They're all Jango Fett.
Yeah. In my head, I just thought that they were all like different.
Yeah, they're all cloned from Jango Fett, and
so they're all from one. Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, absolutely, they are. That's the whole plot of episode two. But yeah,
to be honest, I couldn't tell you that the last time I've seen
it's
the
worst of the
Star
nine
Wars.
Movies. So don't
no,
worry.
It's terrible. It's but you know, nine is the worst.
Two is worse than nine. It's real close.
No, you're right. It's a race to the bottom with those.
Yeah.
Two. But anyway, I think this is cool. And again, I think this just further displays Disney Plus's grand plan of 1 month. We will have a show every month. You get to look forward to it.
I just
every
want
month
to make
you get a show.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to take us through the end of April, May 4th. Bad Batch.
Yep.
As long as they give us something every May 4th, because obviously Star Wars Day. I'll be
happy. Oh yeah.
Next year we're going to get Kenobi on May 4th. I'm pretty sure.
Is that
yeah.
the same time?
I mean,
yeah.
that's not announced.
That's
but
a theory.
The show's coming in 2022. It starts filming in April this year.
Well, I just like
my
that
guess is it's coming May 4th next year.
On May 4th, that's not even a Friday. What they're doing is they're releasing a special on that the May 4th, and then the episode's coming out later that Friday,
yeah.
which is kind of clever the way
the first episode is something like is over an hour
minutes.
Long. Yeah,
70. Yeah,
so, yeah, it's effectively a movie. And
is
again,
it all an hour long episodes? Or are they gonna
I
be
would
like,
doubt it. I mean, the Clone Wars was all 30 minute episodes
That's
or a standard TV show length episode, so I don't think this all will be.
No, but I think this is amazing. I think if you're a Star Wars fan, you should check it out. I'll give it a shot. Again, the clone soldiers, they do not interest me whatsoever. But I'll check this show out because Disney Plus has great track record so far. Anyway, that's going to be it for our news segment. In segment two, we're going to be talking about some anime. We are going to rank the best animes of all time.
We have closed down 5 vaccine centers so we can make this list.
This is literally, guys, if you have not got hit with the AstraZeneca.
The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Bring the heat. Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Don't forget to check our website, checkpointsp.com. Don't forget to listen to all of our amazing podcasts. Don't forget to watch our YouTube videos and go there. Don't forget, your whole life should be consumed with Checkpoint content. Yeah. That should be your whole life.
Well, we make enough of it. So.
I was about to say, I just released a nice Pokemon Go AR thing going on, so check that out.
Pokemon Go is still going strong.
It is. I still play the hell out of it.
This is the thing where they're Niantic's making the glasses for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, it's all teasing. But
we're getting a Google Glass for.
I'm gonna tell
Pogo.
You something.
It'll actually work though.
If they do that, I am in. I am Ash Ketchum. If they give me the glasses, I am Ash.
I'm just curious how it'll work, but outside of that, I'm excited for it.
Actually, no, I'm not Ash. I'm Gary because I'm had an old school. I'm had a girls with me at all times. You know how Gary get down.
You're going to be blue. Yeah.
Gary was always like
no,
two
Gary.
Feet taller, too.
Gary specifically.
Yo, Gary. Gary Matthew Oak. Okay?
I was going to say his last name was Oak, too, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's who I'm with. Because you know what I'm saying? He was, man, Gary was out here living like a rapper or something, man. He was out here getting it.
He was like the star without being a star.
What are you talking about? He was a very well-respected Pokemon trainer.
I guess. He was also kind of a dick.
Well, yeah, he was.
That doesn't change the fact that he was a great
Pokemon. I guess that translates to real life. So
he's a winner. He was a proven winner. You know who else is a dick? Seto Kaiba.
All right,
everybody loves Seto Kaiba.
Everyone loves Kaiba. I'm telling you, like, that is one thing that is painfully absent from Pokemon games today is the rival that you don't like.
Yeah.
Like, the rival you want to compete. No, but all the rivals that you get in the modern Pokemon games are like, it's all right. You beat my ass and cucked me, but whatever. We're best friends.
Whatever. We're best buds. No, I want a villain to be... I want him to come through, and I'm like, I hate this motherfucker. I swear to God, as soon as I hear the theme.
Exactly. I want to pick my Pokemon. I want to have him pick the one that absolutely counters the hell out of my Pokemon. And I'm like, you're a dick. And then we go outside, and we have our first fight right there. And it's like, how am I supposed to win this fight? I got to get lucky on RNG.
Exactly.
Ugh.
That is what Pokemon is supposed to be. And speaking of anime from our childhood, we're going to rank some anime now, yo.
We are. It's Tier List Tuesday, so it's time to take a look at some anime, and we're going to give them a ranking. On Checkpoint X2, we have S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, and D tier.
Yep.
And of course, if we think something's real terrible, we won't even rank it.
Nope. Yeah.
So,
trash tier.
Our list today comes courtesy of the Anime News Network, where they have provided for us the top 100 most popular anime, but we're only going to look at the top 15 because it's not a four-hour show.
That's right.
So, these are their top 15 most popular animes by metrics that I don't know.
All right. Let's start with numero uno.
Number one, the most popular of all time, is Full Metal Alchemist TV series. Not FMA Brotherhood.
Right.
They have them separately listed on here.
Oh.
All right.
FMA Brotherhood is down in the 20s, so we won't hit that
one. If we're going to talk about just the show.
Yeah, FMA.
A.
I tend to agree. I thought Full Metal Alchemist was really good. It's one I didn't see when it came out. I saw it much later. But there were definitely, like, we all know the scene.
Yeah, there's one.
We all know the scene.
In particular horrifying moment.
Where I was like, oh.
This
anime can make me feel things.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, A. It's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. It's not an S tier show, but I really like it.
It's A.
Yeah, I'll give it an A. It's one of those ones that I always revert back to as, like, I look back and go, that was a good series.
That's one of your benchmarks.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I'm like, that was a good series in and out, whether it's, like, one of the main popular ones that everyone talks about.
Yeah.
Number two is Death Note.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I think Death Note is gassed as fuck.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
I thought Death Note was a much better manga than it was an anime. If we're talking about the movie, then it's trash, but we're not talking about the movie.
It is the TV show,
can't confirm. I thought Death Note was a fairly good representation. I don't think it's an A show. I thought it was a B.
I think it's a C.
I'm going to throw an A because it's one of those ones... I'm going to A for the first half. I will say that the second half took a weird turn. And
that's the ending
is
a real disappointment.
I mean, first of all, that's anime. That's anime.
The first half is
amazing. You get a weird ass ending that makes no real sense.
It's
Come
not
on.
That it didn't make sense. It was just kind of like a little bit of a letdown.
Because like it is like when you think about like the only proper ending to this show would be this, and then it's just exactly that.
Yeah,
you know, like,
it was like okay. You wanted something bigger and more.
So B minus?
Yeah, we can call it B minus.
Alright.
B minus. Alright.
Number three. TV show. Cowboy Bebop.
S
plus top tier best S. tier.
I wouldn't dare try to argue anything else. It's an S.
It's S. It's perfect. It's paced. One season. Didn't try to outlive itself.
There's never even those like filler episodes were still really intriguing.
Yeah.
Yep. It was 26 episodes. It didn't need to be a single episode more.
Nope.
It ended when it needed to.
Perfect.
S. Perfect show. Number four is Spirited Away, the movie.
S.
I guess so. I'm actually just trying to remember it.
I take it back.
Yeah.
A plus. Only because I like Princess Mononoke more.
Okay, so Norris, you and I are in kind of a similar place because Princess Mononoke, spoiler, is the next one on this list. It's number five.
All right, let's just do those together.
We'll do those together. So
the Miyazaki duo.
The Miyazaki duo, maybe his two most famous movies, except for maybe Howl's Moving Castle, I don't know.
Did Miyazaki do Totoro? Did he do great with Fireflies?
I think he did do great with Fireflies. Okay, so never mind. Just all of his movies are great.
Yeah,
yeah, they're not a bad batch.
They're nice. Good tie-in. Yeah. I struggle to give Spirited Away an S because that means it's on the same level as Princess Mononoke, which I think is a better movie.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Spirited Away touched more lives. I think more people, especially stateside, saw Spirited Away and really got to experience it.
I feel like there's just... The only reason I remember Spirited Away so vividly, at least like parts of it, was because I remember the marketing for it. I do not know the marketing for Princess Mononoke.
Princess Mononoke didn't get marketed over here. It was one of the few times where your anime head friend at school went, "You should watch this."
And he was
and
right.
You watched it, and they were right.
Yeah.
The few times they were right,
because I have friends who be like, "You should watch Bubblegum Crisis." Fuck no, I shouldn't have watched that. But
there's like two movies that were like that. It was Akira and Princess Mononoke.
And Princess Mononoke.
Where they came on recommendations. There was no marketing around them.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell was the same way.
Yep.
So I give Spirited Away an A and Princess Mononoke an S.
I agree.
Yeah.
Number six is The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay. Norris, did you see that one?
Hell no.
Okay, so I'm the only one who saw that one. So I guess we'll go with my grading on this one.
What is it?
It is kind of a slice of life that, again, takes a very weird turn when we find out that the main character, Haruhi, is basically a deity on Earth. She isn't aware of it, but she controls all things that happen. So the other characters who do know that are trying to basically keep her happy so that she doesn't get bored of the world and blink it out of existence.
It's like, oh my goodness, but in reverse.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I thought that Haruhi was really good for about four episodes.
Oh,
really, really good for about four episodes. And by the end of it, I was bored to tears and I did not like it. I give it a B minus.
All right, B minus.
Number seven, I think this is one that none of us have actually seen. It's Elfin Lied. It's the only one on here, I think, that none of us have seen.
No, I haven't.
No.
Another one I don't even have a reference
No,
for.
So let's give it a, let's give it a N-A.
We'll give it an yeah, N-A, yeah. N-A. It doesn't get graded, not because it's bad, we just don't know
tweet
it.
At us your grading.
Yeah, tweet at us your grading of Elfin Lied, and we'll trust you guys on this one. Number eight, Neon Genesis Evangelion.
All right.
I knew, like,
All right.
Got to have a tough conversation here.
All right. We got to have a tough, honest conversation here.
All right. Well, so first of all, this is TV show.
This is the TV show.
This is not Rebirth.
We can't count the movie. We can't count it.
We can't count the new movies.
The show.
The original 24, 26 episodes.
How long ago was that? Because I'm trying to remember when I watched
early to
this.
Mid-90s.
It was the mid-90s.
I was going to say, like, I think I was... When I first watched this, I might have been like 12.
Yeah, you might have been getting on like the first like time it was like really so, translated right? over
my,
here.
My memory of this is almost nil, all right?
So this is a show.
So here's the thing.
That was outstanding until the last two episodes.
So here's the thing, Chad. The thing about Evangelion is Evangelion set so many tropes and so many standards that anime continues to follow to this day. And it also busted a lot of the tropes that came before it.
Yep.
Okay.
They played off a lot of the tropes of shows like Gundam, of
Gundam,
Robotech, yeah,
or Macross, whatever you want to call it.
It played off a lot of those tropes and turned them on their head.
Yep. And then made new ones.
It was the first true deconstruction of the giant robot genre.
Yep.
It did a lot of great things. I don't call it an S show.
Don't call it an S show.
I don't either. I think it's a solid A, maybe even an A plus. It's an A plus. I have problems with that.
It's
show.
It's an A plus, but them last two episodes just
the whole pacing of the whole second half of the show.
Yeah.
Is whack.
Another Death Note.
I mean, not like Death Note. But there's just like you get into the flow of the show in the first half of it, and then it departs so hard from that you're just left going, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And you can literally see where the director had sort of like a creative breakdown and a mental breakdown because he was depressed as all get out. You can literally see it happening on the screen, which I don't hold against him. Like, it's what was happening in his life.
Absolutely.
And it led to what the show became and what it has been remade as now in Rebirth, which is great. But
everybody,
I don't call it a show. I'm sorry.
Everybody should watch the OG.
Everyone should see it.
But go in knowing that it's going to get weird.
I don't know if I ever saw the ending of it, so maybe I should just go to see the
ending. I'll tell you a lot. I tell a lot of
people. No.
Well, I meant watch it just so I could watch it to the end.
Yeah, watch it through to the end just so you can see how fucking off the rails it flies.
I just remember it coming on TV and watching it, so I only caught what I watched. But I don't like
the last two episodes literally make everybody go, what just happened? So they released a movie instead, to which everyone, okay, now what just happened?
it didn't make it better.
Then we got Rebirth, which actually is answering some of what happened. So.
Got it.
Up next, we've got Code Geass, Lelouch of the Rebellion TV show.
All right, this Code Geass is the first of what I like to call the middle school mustache group of anime.
Oh my god, I had to look it up because I was like, I don't know if I ever saw this.
What I mean by this is that the anime that came out for people our age, right when we were entering college and stuff like that, but we had younger siblings just growing a little bit of hair on the lip. This was the stuff they were super duper into, but almost all of it sucks. And that is how I feel about Code Geass.
I think this is one that people were like, you should really check out this anime. It was the same person who recommended Haruhi Suzumiya to me. And I was like, all right, you know, I liked Haruhi Suzumiya enough to trust your judgment for another one. Code Geass was the last one I took a recommendation
same,
on.
Really? I hate this show. I've never seen it.
I hated it.
But it feels like something I would have liked.
It's dumb. The main character can control people's minds, and then he turns into a superhero, and then their countries all fall apart, and there's a war, and then he plays off of both sides of the war.
Code Geass was the end of me watching anime. Like, before I came back to it, like, within the last couple of years, Code Geass was the last thing I watched. I'm done with anime.
It's a D.
I don't want to watch this. Yeah, I give it a D. I hated it. Bleach.
Oh, God.
I know Norris is going to have opinions, but
along with Dragon Ball Z, which did not make this list, Bleach is like one of the quintessential shonen animes.
It is shonen to the max.
The problem with Bleach is that like it just didn't know when to end properly. It just kept going.
It's still going.
And not to
is
its
it
benefit.
Is it still going? I don't even know. Because the first season actually is very interesting and very well done. And then it started getting weird I liked certain elements of where they went with it, and then it got lost.
Let me put it this way. I really loved Bleach's world. I really loved its lore. I really loved its world. I thought it was cool. Beyond anything else, I thought it was stylish as all hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was amazing to look at. And so for that, I do have to give it some points. It's not in basement tier by any stretch of imagination.
It defines the shonen genre. I give it points.
Yeah.
It's just also there's way too much filler.
It's way too much of it. And and even of what there is, it's just painfully mediocre.
Yeah.
No.
So I think you have to put in a C.
Yeah, I give it a C.
I'd give it a B just because I remember enjoying it thoroughly, but I did fall off.
C+ it is.
C+.
All right, so before we do this next one, Norris, do you remember when we did the topic that was things that you say objectively are good but you hate? Remember when we did that topic? To that end, I am recusing myself from voting for this next
one.
Okay. Because this is one that I recognize is probably incredible and very good, but no matter how many times I've watched
it,
I hate it.
All right.
I don't like it. I will not watch it again.
Give it to me.
Fooly Cooly.
I can see why.
I will allow you guys to cast the votes on this one. It's such a nonsensical.
All
right.
And that's the. I think that's the thing. You have to go in knowing what to expect. What if you were just like, here's an anime, and you had no idea what it was?
Let me ask you this question. Were you a fan of Adventure Time?
Not really.
That's a good comparison, actually.
If you are not into absurdist cartoons, Fooly Cooly is
not,
not for me.
You know, and I totally get it because, again, I look at Adventure Time and go, listen, it wasn't on for that many seasons by accident. It doesn't have that fan base by accident. It must be great, but I can't watch it.
It is exactly in the same boat.
Yeah.
I like Fooly Cooly for the exact same reasons I like Adventure Time, which is, you know, in my younger years when I was blew the fuck back and I just wanted to put something on TV.
Yeah. Fair enough. So what do you guys want to grade it? Because I'm not...
I'll give it a B.
You know, it's one of those ones that I remember being like, okay, that was fine. Yeah. But I'm never going to be like, that's the best or the worst. You know?
Did I enjoy it? Yes. So yeah. B.
It actually had more episodes than I thought it did.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to skip this next one because it's another Code Geass. Lucha the Rebellion R2.
Ugh.
All right, we got three left to go, and we got some good ones on here. 13 is Naruto.
All right.
Original Naruto,
another show
by the way.
That
OG
went,
Naruto.
Yeah, this is not. Is it Shippuden?
Shippuden.
Yeah, it's not that.
Boruto.
It's just Naruto. Another show that went on way longer than it needed to.
All right. Because Shippuden is not included.
Yep.
This actually increases the grade.
Oh, you don't like Shippuden?
Shippuden is where it really got bad in terms of the nonsense that they put into the story.
Okay.
Naruto
Shippuden ranked at 70, by the way.
Yeah, Naruto, the OG series, what it did, give or take the filler, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was really solid. Even the whole concept, I thought, was really interesting. And I think they did a good job for the most part. So I feel like I got to give Naruto a B only because I think in many ways it was the Dragon Ball of Gen Z.
The next gen.
I can see that. I didn't see Naruto till much later, because I was going through my phase of like, oh, trash young anime. I hate that.
Right.
So, but I eventually was convinced to sit down and watch it. And again, it's a shonen anime, but if I'm going to sit here and give, Rurouni Kenshin or...
I wouldn't even call Kenshin a shonen, though.
Yu Yu Hakusho. If I'm going to call shows like that an A...
Oh, yeah.
I have to call Naruto one.
Absolutely.
Because Naruto's... Taking my bias aside, mm-hmm. Naruto's every bit as good as those shows and probably
better.
So I give it an A.
I wouldn't call Kenshin a shonen.
A shonen, it really is. I mean, it is in that it's like, here's the great villain against the great hero, and here's the side character explaining what's about to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has a lot of the tropes.
Yeah.
But
there's one thing about Naruto I think made it very compelling, and it was the fact that he was not just the outsider, but an orphaned outsider mm-hmm. to a degree. And I think that that was very interesting and something that like a lot of kids didn't see.
So it's funny because my best friend and I, we both read the manga pretty much at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we had this saying, which was, it was an empathy thing. And we would say when somebody was going through something, we'd say, hey man, Naruto Sasuke. And what that meant was, are you Naruto and you have pain from never having something, or are you Sasuke because you have pain of having something and losing it? And so, because Sasuke's family existed and they all got killed by his brother. And so we would say that as a sign of empathy to say, hey man, Naruto Sasuke, shit could be worse. It's always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
And so I look at it as for two grown-ass men to be able to pull something of value out of it, it's got to be worth something.
Yeah, there's just a lot that Naruto, I felt, taught kids who watch.
Yeah, about acceptance, about there's more than one
about
way to
loss.
There's more than one way to win. Yeah. There's, you know, team dynamics. Everybody ain't gonna like. If there's the big thing about Naruto that you should take is everybody ain't gonna like you.
Also, Gaara versus Rock Lee. So
is amazing.
There's that too. Yeah. All right. So an A for Naruto.
Yeah, all right, an A.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put the S up here right now for Norris preemptively for number 14, which is Samurai Champloo.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Samurai Champloo is an outstanding show.
Yeah, yeah. It only had one season, right?
Yeah, one season.
Okay.
It went way under the radar for me. I didn't see it until like maybe a couple years ago.
The same guy who did Cowboy Bebop did Samurai Champloo.
Well, the animation looks mighty similar.
Voice actor, for sure.
It was the same team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Samurai Champloo is an S. That's a great show.
Yep.
And number 15, the last one for this list is Trigun.
Oh,
Bash the Stampede.
I'm shocked that
that's tough.
That is tough.
I'm shocked that it's on there. I'm 100%.
I'm surprised at that place in the top 15. I really
I mean, when I was young, Trigun was the go-to. Before
the $60 million Double Dollar Man.
Yep. Before Dragon Ball became the go-to thing in the States.
Trigun.
The people who I knew who are in the anime were all about Vampire Hunter D and Trigun.
Yeah.
That was the other one I thought was going to be on here.
And Ninja Scroll.
When I got into anime, it was Evangelion, Hellsing, and Trigun.
Yep. When I was in, it was Vampire Hunter D, Ninja Scroll, and Trigun.
So here's what I have to say about Trigun. When I watched Trigun, I bought in too hard on the premise of the first couple episodes. Where the first couple episodes are Vash kind of wandering around.
Monster of the week, basically.
Monster of the week, causing havoc, and these two poor girls who work at the insurance agency are trying to chase him down. And I bought in really hard on that premise. So in episode 3, when it takes a hard turn and actually starts, okay, here's the actual story of the show, I went,
I don't like this.
I kind of like the other thing more.
You got From Dusk Till Dawned.
Yeah, yes, exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt a little raw about that. It was one of those first moments where I was like, oh, maybe I'm just like a pleb.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I didn't like the first two episodes. And by the time the actual arc came about, I was like, this is infinitely more interesting. Wolfwood is one of my favorite anime characters of all time.
Wolfwood's great.
I really love this show. I can't say it's an S, because to say it's on the same level as Champloo and Princess Mononoke
and Bebop, it's just not.
It's just not. So I got to put it in A tier. So I would say, Chad, are you comfortable? Because I know you love you some Trigun. Would you say A plus is okay?
I'll say A is fine. I will say, like, I couldn't put it next to Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out of Trigun for a long time, but I finally bought back in when he started to, like, finally, like, encounter knives and understand, like, the past there. And I'm like, all right, it's pretty cool.
All right, rapid fire. I got 3 or 4 that we got to rank real fast.
Okay.
All right, so number 1, Dragon Ball.
not Z, to be clear. Dragon Ball.
Just Dragon Ball?
No, the whole thing. All of it.
Dragon Ball. All together? Collectively. Okay, that just D ranks it a lot.
yeah, Dragon
Actually,
Ball.
Actually, no, fuck it. Z.
That's wrong. Just Dragon Z. Ball holds up like
if it's
butt.
Z, well, just I'm Z. I'm going to throw A for Z.
Just Z. I put it in A as well.
A, yeah.
All right. Ghost in the Shell, the film.
The movie?
The anime movie. okay. The one that's free to watch, uncensored on YouTube for some reason.
A, for being my sexual awakening.
I put it in S. Are you serious?
I was going to say, Ghost in the Shell is one of my favorite.
It's a great movie.
Overall. So,
it's
one
of my favorite films, period.
Yeah, I'm going to throw an S.
All right.
Inuyasha.
Ah, I didn't like Inuyasha.
I loved Inuyasha when I was a kid, and I tried to rewatch it, and I was like, it's kind of hard to watch.
Oh, man. There really are like 500 episodes of this.
Yeah, I put Inuyasha as a C.
I'm going to put it as a B because I did love it as a kid.
All right, so that's a B minus to me.
Sounds fine to me.
All right, that's going to be it for our anime ranking system. If you would like to give us your opinion on what these anime should or shouldn't be, reach out to us on social media. Maybe, Chad, is there a tier builder we could just put out on this one? Maybe something up. All right, cool. We'll do that. So we'll be back here tomorrow for the streamed episode. Don't forget, it's going to be awesome.
Hell yeah.
So make sure you guys tune in twitch.tv/checkpointxp tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Tomorrow's our Friday Eve.
It is Friday
Eve. Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Oh, my God.
It's Friday Eve tomorrow. But anyway, we hope to see y'all tomorrow for Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. I'm Norris Howard. See y'all. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.